Okay, right back with Peter Davenport, of course, and our special guest. Anything you want to add to your excellent report tonight? And we are, again, deeply indebted to you for coming forward.
Well, I'm happy to be able to come forward on this. I agree, Peter says very much on this about why what our government's insistence is on not sharing this information. Maybe they're worried about mass hysteria for people to realize that we're not alone. I don't know what it is. I don't want to interject a lot of my personal philosophy on our government on this, but it's just a shame that more people won't talk about what they see and what they've experienced. Rather, they seem to go to the lowest common denominator of people to try to debunk, what is out there. I mean, this was O'Hare. I know a lot of people saw this.
Isn't this item up there a definite threat, potentially, to civilian aviation?
You know, I wouldn't think so, to be honest with you.
I'm not saying that the intelligence of the control of that object, but technically speaking, if there's an unidentified piece of hardware over an airport like that in that position, is it not technically some kind of an impediment to clear airspace? Well, that's the point.
It is a violation of the airspace.
Right.
But I would hope to think that somebody who is able to figure out how to traverse across the stars would be able to avoid hitting a relatively slow-moving object as it takes off or lands at the airport.
Should they not be notified that there is, in fact, at least a report of an object at X position over the airport?
They should be, but I mean, again, if the government has, put the screws down on something like this, and they have, we all know they have. The guys in the tower, I don't know if they would be allowed. I mean, they have supervision that watches over them constantly.
Uh-huh.
Would say, you know what, it's not there, or it is there, and it's not in the way. We don't know what it is.
So don't say anything.
I know for a fact. And maybe I shouldn't say this, but I'm not saying anything bad. They have communications equipment in the tower at O'Hare to where they can talk to whoever they need to on a military level instantly. And they have a very special computer in there. I'll just leave it at that. And it's tied into the ability to track aerial objects. So maybe they did see it, but maybe they just said, you know what?
Well, it sounds like they probably did, and then just entered it into their communication systems, as you just described, and let the military worry about it.
Yeah. So, I mean,
very informative.
Okay.
Boy, a great report. I cannot thank you enough for your willingness to come forward and share this information and share it so well. You've done it in a magnificent fashion, low-key, informative, objective, without a lot of hyperbole and so on. I couldn't have gotten a better report from a witness, and not only I, but I think all of our listeners tonight are indebted to you for your willingness to do this.
Well, I just, like I said, I hope more people will not be afraid to come out and say, hey, I saw this. I feel very privileged to what I've seen.
Yeah, well, that's a great feeling, and by your appearance here, you are encouraging others, and you can count on that. It means a lot.
And
okay.
When you talk to your colleagues and your fellow employees, please encourage them to submit reports. One thing I emphasize is we do not release names, addresses, phone numbers, or any personal information, so they will not be identifiable if they submit a report.
You've been very good about that, so I want to thank you for that also.
Yeah. Boy, great report, and thanks again.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks very much.
Good night.
Yep, good night.
Okay. Good night. Well, see, that just really heartens one to hear an American like that come, a human being like that come forward and say, hey, this is the way it is,
Yeah.
Not fearful, not mocking, but understanding that not only do we have a right to this, but understanding, I think, obviously, that his coming forward hopefully will encourage others to do the same. That's
absolutely
so important.
Just imagine, Jeff, the profundity of what our guest just said is sweeping over me. He is describing, in a very objective fashion, the fact that a very bizarre object, I think we could almost say that it was not from this planet, because we don't have any craft, at least that we're aware of, that can perform in a fashion that the witnesses have reported to us. And by the way, any of our listeners who would like to read this gentleman's report can do so on our website at ufocenter.com for the 7th of November, 2006. There are two reports from O'Hare Airport, and this gentleman whom we just heard was one of the two who submitted written reports. We've asked others to do the same, but we have not received any reports from them. But this craft was hovering in closed airspace. It's a control zone. It's what is known as Class B airspace. No object, no aircraft is supposed to be there unless it has a transponder and it has a radio and it's in communication with the tower. And yet this object apparently was not, and it did not show up on radar. That tells me that we're almost certainly dealing with something very, very strange. It probably was not from this planet. That is my impression at this stage.
You know, and if it was military, which I agree, I don't think it was, what the heck are they going to do hanging around over O'Hare Airport in visible conditions, you know?
They're
silly. They have a malfunction. They crash. It's a little hard to get it out of there without a lot of people looking.
Yep.
Same old, same old. Agreed. Not here. Intelligent. Right through the clouds, and whatever drive system it was using probably vanquished the moisture in a perfect punch out right through the overcast.
Yeah. Just imagine, this thing rose vertically, apparently, according to all the witnesses that I've talked to. It rose vertically, and not only did it rise vertically, it accelerated upwards so fast that the people who had been looking at it a moment earlier had no idea what direction it had gone. Like a marble out of a slingshot, like a bullet out of a rifle barrel. And, moreover, it burned a hole in the overcast that remained there apparently for some period of time.
Uh-huh.
This is an... And, you know, Jeff, we were talking about the press at the beginning of this program, as we are frequently wont to do.
Yeah.
Why have they not covered it in Chicago newspapers?
Well, from what I've heard and what we've heard, the senior editors will simply spike any stories that are submitted, or they tell the reporter, we just don't cover this.
Yeah.
And that's the word we get from people in the business. So, you know, the lid came down in the late 60s, early 70s, and that was pretty much the end of it. It takes an incredible sighting by literally thousands of people to make the papers. And we remember, and we mention it often, that the Phoenix Lights, that you investigated so brilliantly, were literally not reported on by even the Phoenix media until months later, just before the Roswell anniversary celebration. So, silly stuff. Okay, right back with all of you in just a couple minutes.